This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I do want to get your thoughts on the Benghazi report, Senator, because I know that this is something that you feel strongly about as well. There's been a lot of discussion that this was too much money and that it didn't find enough new information. What do you think?
Well, it found a lot of important new information. First, it confirmed, including talked about this White House meeting that occurred, where the primary focus seemed to be about how to spin this politically. And let's not forget this happened in September of 2012, but 2 months before Election Day, and the fear that this was a terrorist attack could in fact undermine Barack Obama's argument. So the politics became, sadly, too big of a feature of what they were worried about in the White House. The second is the incompetence and the negligence on the part of the State Department to put these brave Americans into harm's way in Benghazi and not have enough security on the front end or the ability to extract and protect them on the back end. And the third is the unwillingness to do so. The unwillingness to send in the resources necessary. My goodness, even a flyover of American jets might have been enough to scare some people off for a while. Yep. They were unwilling to do any of it, or any sort of military show of force, because they didn't want to offend the Libyans and what was then allegedly a Libyan government. And that sort of consideration, to me, I just don't understand it. I really do not. They have to answer for it. So, yes, Hillary Clinton's allies will try to whitewash this and cover it up, but there is no covering up. The incompetence and the immediate default, the politics, and our unwillingness and or inability to go in and save these Americans that they put into harm's way.
How is it possible that the Commander-in-Chief and Leon Panetta, the Secretary of Defense, say deploy, and then they leave for the rest of the evening, apparently, and then it feels like the State Department wrestles away the situation and decides that they're going to make the calls and that, in fact, they're not going to go in. How does that happen?
Because it's very typical, especially when there's lack of strong leadership at the State Department. It's very typical. People start saying, well, hold on a second. We don't want a bunch of soldiers and people with uniforms and American military assets deployed because it's going to offend the Libyans and their sense of sovereignty. Well, you know what? All of that is important until Americans are under assault or Americans' lives are threatened. And then none of that matters or should have mattered. So in essence, I guess one of the things we learned from this report is the potential insubordination on the part of people at the State Department who refuse direct orders to respond and save these Americans, and someone needs to be held account for that. And the buck stops at starts at the top, at the State Department, and at the time, the person running the State Department was Hillary Clinton, who is now asking to be the Commander-in-Chief.
Important.
You know, I appreciate what the senator is saying, but it's like we're chewing on the same stuff here. I don't even believe an order went out, Scott. Do you believe an order went out? I mean, somebody would disobey an order from the president?
From the commander-in-chief.
The commander-in-chief, and no heads would roll? Are you kidding me? I mean,
I'm pretty sure they have a word for that.
Yes.
Insubordinate?
Well, insubordination is treason. It's treason, all kinds of... your military career is pretty well dead at that point, you would think. But, it's almost like these are the same people that told us it was about a video. So... What can we believe here? So it's almost like you don't even want to go down that rabbit hole because it's like you're back into the bucket of gum because we really just don't know what the truth actually is. I mean, the senator's right on one hand is that, what this report proved is that there's still a lot that we don't know. And to me, it's like when you think about Libya, you think about what was going on there, it's like, wait a minute. If it was such kind of a know-nothing kind of place and insignificant, we had CIA there in spite of all the other warnings. The Red Cross is leaving Dodge. Everybody else is getting out of it, but not America. So what was it that anchored America there and left us so vulnerable? You know, those questions, maybe the next generation will get the answers to that because... maybe they're more prepared to hear the truth than we are, I guess. Or maybe they might get more upfront, willing to be accountable politicians, if that's even possible. I can't even believe I said that in the same sentence. But, hey, you know, you can dream. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America.
America, what will it take for you to finally recognize that we're facing a major financial problem today? How high does our debt have to go? How far do stock prices have to fall? How many more times must Congress raise the debt ceiling? How many more trillions does the Fed need to print out of thin air? How much bigger must the wealth gap between rich and poor get? How much longer does the Fed need to manipulate interest rates? Wake up, America. The facts are simple. We can't afford our debts, and we can't stop printing or borrowing money. So, we're going to see a massive monetary crisis like nothing in history. Don't believe government officials or mainstream media who tell you everything's okay. Get the facts. Go online to www.defendmymoney3.com. Learn how to protect yourself. Go to www.defendmymoney3.com. That's defendmymoney3.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Dana White is with us right now. She's been a speechwriter, advisor to CEOs of three global 500 companies, two U.S. senators, two four-star generals, a deputy undersecretary of defense, and a U.S. governor. And who are you working on next, Dana? I mean, you got a list of significant people here that you've been consulting with. I mean, how much fun is that?
It's an incredible experience I've had, and incredible people, all of them.
Yeah. I bet. Wow, what a blessing. And congratulations on the book, Leader Design, Become the Leader You Were Made to Be. You know, right before you came on, we were listening to a soundbite from Senator Rubio about this Benghazi thing, and only because it's leadership related. You know, the government would want us to believe that President Obama put out an order to send in the military to save the people there in Benghazi, and an order from the president went unresponded to. I mean, how do you have that?
Well, I think you have this with this White House. I mean, we've seen time and time again, I mean, whether it's, you know, Brennan's testimony on the Hill that contradicts the White House, whether it's, you know, the president calling ISIS the JV team. I mean, at this point, it's kind of par for the course, right? It's sad.
Yeah. I mean, here it is, for all the money we spent and time we put in to try to find out what happened to Benghazi, all under the guise, as you know, with leadership and business. You know, you want to make sure you document the history, whether it's of an organization, a country, whatever, so that, you know, you have an understanding of what's in your rearview mirror so you don't make the mistake again, right? And you have all these politicians will say up front, well, we want to make sure we get down to the bottom of this so this does not happen again. But then you lie, you obfuscate, you do everything you can to rewrite history and compromise the mission to complete that objective.
Well, I think you also have a situation in Washington where it's just CYA.
Yes.
You know, you get all of this, you know, talking, because what does it mean for me? What does it mean for my legacy? Not the people who are dying in Benghazi, not the people that you're charged with keeping safe, not the history of the country, but what about me? How is this going to play out on CNN? How is this going to play out on the op-ed pages of the New York Times? And I think that corrodes leadership. You know, can you imagine Winston Churchill or FDR worrying about, well, I'm not sure.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, and there are times, understandably, in history, and you mentioned Winston Churchill, I'm sure maybe in his closet in the dark recesses of his world at times, he may have said, hey, maybe I need to really ponder this for a while. But what makes leaders are their decisiveness and that moment of decision. That's what qualifies them, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And it's also a sense of sacrifice, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You know, you think about Churchill. Churchill wrote numerous letters basically pleading to FDR to support Great Britain. You know, that couldn't have been great for his ego.
Yes.
And then FDR still did it secretly. I mean, it took a long time for the U.S. to actually get into what was a clear fight in our interest. But Churchill was willing to sacrifice himself and sacrifice his ego, which is a in order to do what was in the interest of Great Britain. And so was FDR. What was ultimately, because it wasn't popular, World War II wasn't popular, America was very isolationist, but he said, look, I've got to figure this out because this is in our long-term interest. And I just don't see that kind of leadership in Washington today.
Well,
that kind of courage.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. I've often said that what we're looking for are leaders that are willing to fall on their sword. That has been vacant. It has been missing, you know, from the examples in our culture today. For whatever reason, we're just at that space and time where we need to have people that really believe in what they believe in and are willing, you know, are willing to give it up. And I think that's what this nation is looking to right now. Is that, you know, with the safe spaces and everybody getting a trophy and all this stuff that's inculcated our culture, you know, we know at the heart that this doesn't work, Dana. And what we appreciate is when somebody has such a strong belief, like a Ronald, I mean, we keep bringing up Ronald Reagan because it just is a reference and most people, you know, were alive and they kind of understand, you know, Ronald Reagan's leadership qualities. And this is what's glaringly missing, you know, from, you know, the political landscape, for one. In your article, you say and you say Trump is our pig. We have to dress him up, and why the GOP have to accept him. You know, for some, yes, Trump is, you know, is our pig. For others, you know, he is that emperor that we hope is wearing clothes, you know.
Right. Well, you know, I live in Washington, and so I have talked to many of my friends here, and I haven't had any of them, my Republican politicos, tell me that they think Trump's going to win. And at some point, and everyone's very critical of him, and at some point, you know, the GOP, I understand why the conservatives are upset, but conservatism is a philosophy. It is not on the ballot. And you're either going to vote for Donald Trump, the Republican nominee, or you're going to vote for Hillary Clinton. Either you're going to whine and complain about him and we lose, or you're going to whine and complain about him and he wins. And personally, I don't think I want to be on the wrong side of Donald Trump if he wins.
Right.
And he could win. Or you're going to disenfranchise millions of voters. So at some point, we have to suck it up as a party and decide that we are going to help him become as presidential as is possible for Donald Trump and move forward. Because the alternative is Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama's continued weak leadership, and that's where we're going to be. And so Republicans just have to decide, where are you going to be?
Well, I think, you know, in your book Leadership and talking about, you know, the makeup of a company and understanding those dynamics, Dana, you know, good companies understand when it comes to leadership that every organization goes through a cycle. And at certain cycles, you need the right tool for the job. It's got to be the right leader because of what's needed for that next trajectory, that next blast off for the company to grow and develop. Our country is in the same position, and the body politic needs to understand the kind of president that we need right now. All the rhetoric set aside, all the other influence peddling and the, you know, the propaganda that's out there, America needs to pause. And maybe because this is a 4th of July weekend, this might be a good time to draw a pause, read the U.S. Constitution, and think about the qualities of a leader that America demands for a time such as this. And I think if we do that, I think we can be effective with our vote and then also understand that, you know, just as Donald Trump needs to build bridges into different communities, I believe, and what you're suggesting here, is that we need to find a way to build a bridge into Donald Trump's organization so that we have a place at the table, that we have conversation, we have input and influence, if that's possible, with such a, such a personality as Donald Trump.
And you're absolutely right, Bill. Absolutely.
So, okay, so we're going to get together over hot dogs and we're going to draw up an assessment, right? An assessment on what it is. Because, I mean, you look at, you know, these issues of national security. I mean, Hillary Clinton says she's going to continue on what Barack Obama has done policy-wise and doubling down. And, you know, that question right off the bat is, are we safer now than we were 8 years ago in the United States? And I think some would not have the answer that progressives would want to hear. Dana White, thank you so much. Congratulations on the book, linked at our website, Leader Designed, Become the Leader You Were Made to Be. Dana, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full-covered supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Getting America back on track.
It's a lie!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, if we could have that sentiment today, huh? I'll tell you, that is thinking outside of ourselves. And it's counterintuitive to the culture that, you know, wants its safe space and, you know, wants it to be all about me. You know, Jeff Stevens is with us right now. And, Jeff, I'll bring you on. Jeff is a 2016 political analyst contributor to DailySurge.com and author of Rogue Mission, Jordan Sander Thriller. You know, Jeff, we got to get outside of ourselves if we're going to get this country back on track. And maybe, just maybe, with this being 4th of July weekend, maybe we can pause and really begin to consider someone other than our own, you know, selfish desires. What do you think?
Boy, I'll tell you. First of all, thanks for having me back, Bill. And yes, I couldn't agree more. It's ironic that you played that clip because we were having a dinner last night, a bunch of us discussing these issues. And I said, in my lifetime, there are only two presidents who made me really feel great about being an American. I mean, I feel great about being an American, but in terms of leadership, and one was a Democrat, which was John Kennedy. And with all the mistakes he made in his short tenure, the fact is at least he created a spirit. And the other one, of course, was Ronald Reagan.
Right.
And since Reagan, there's been such a void of leadership, it's just unbelievable, especially with what's going on in the world today.
Well, Jeff, see if you agree with this with me. My feeling about John Kennedy, I would agree with you if I'd have been there at your dinner party. You and I had been on the same side here. But I thought that what Kennedy and Ronald Reagan did for this country is they gave it a vision, gave it a hope. It refocused, right?
That's the word, vision. Yeah. There's no vision now. You've got Hillary Clinton, one of two people in a couple who are the most self-serving people. I mean, they're so incredibly self-serving, it's almost beyond belief. I mean, Clinton meeting with Loretta Lynch on her plane 2 days ago.
Yeah, what's all that about?
And thinking it's okay. And the commentators, you know, in mainstream media trying to say, well, they said they didn't discuss the email server, so that's okay.
Right.
I mean, that's like if I'm in the middle of a trial and I go and I take a judge to dinner and we get loaded together and I say, oh, we never discussed the case. We were just having a good time.
Yeah, we're talking about burping grandchildren, you know, because that's what guys do. We talk about burping our grandkids.
Yeah, there you go.
Come on.
Yeah, it's really it's very, very troublesome. And the thing is, I mean, we've got a president who will not name what the problem is in terms of Islamic extremism. And we've got a country that's a little egocentric. I will say this about America. So when there's an attack in Paris, it hits us very hard because we can relate to Paris. People go to Paris.
Right.
And then when it's in Brussels, they say, well, that's pretty close to England and Paris and whatever. But it happens in Turkey. You know, everyone got upset the other day about this horrific attack in the airport. This is about the seventh attack in the last 3 months in Turkey.
Exactly.
And the press barely reports it.
I know. And that's, you know, and that is surprising. A lot of people, I didn't realize they'd, what do you mean you didn't realize they'd been under attack? You're not keeping up with the news or what's going on, but you're exactly right. They're so disconnected, you know, from the situation and all this narrative. I know the president takes exception. Well, you know, you think I can't say radical Islam, like that's the answer. No, what it is, it starts putting us on a trajectory of where we're dealing with reality and the truth. I mean, you are the same people that told us that it's all about a video in Benghazi. And somehow we're supposed to, continue to believe this stuff you're shoveling our way. I mean, when is America going to stand up, Jeff, and say enough? You know, I mean, even with the Benghazi report, I mean, I am like screaming. The president says he sent out an order to send the military in to save the people in Benghazi. This is the commander in chief, Jeff. He sends out an order, and the order goes unheralded. Nobody responds to it.
He was just ignored because people were busy. I mean, come on.
No, that's not good.
The whole thing is so incredible. That's why Trump, with all of his missteps, at least he's providing some leadership. People are so hungry for that vision. People are so hungry to make America great again that they're going to forgive him a lot of these missteps. And let's face facts. Trump, as you and I have discussed before, is a businessman. He's not a career
politician. Exactly.
He doesn't say the politically correct thing.
Right. And this is going to be part of the challenge for him, you know, because you imagine the grief to happiness ratio with Donald Trump as he looks at this. He looks at politics and he's got this business perspective that says, look, you lead, follow, or get out of the way. That's not the way it works in the Beltway. They have their own ideology, their own theology of survival that's worked very effectively, and he's going to find out in much the same way as Arnold Schwarzenegger found out in California. In fact, he probably may call, if he gets elected president, he may call Arnold and say, what was the name of the therapist that helped you during your governorship? Because I need therapy.
That's classic.
You know what I'm
saying?
Classic.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, we're talking again about some things, you know, like there, and I'm so embarrassed. I don't remember the congressman's name who just said he was not going to run for re-election. The reason being that he
Marco,
spent
Marco
more
Rubio.
Time fundraising.
Yeah, Marco Rubio.
No, no, not Rubio.
Yeah.
Not a senator, a congressman who said he would not run again because he's so disgusted with the fact that he's got to spend more time fundraising than doing his duty as a legislator. Mm. And the, you know, the hours they spend just raising money, why do you think there's gridlock in Washington? Because
yeah,
no one's doing their job.
Right.
And
right.
And without leadership, why would they? I mean, look, I like Paul Ryan. What's got to happen here is Trump has got to get with Paul Ryan, and maybe he needs an intermediary. Maybe he needs somebody as powerful as Newt Gingrich to put them together and sit them down and say, look, we had a contract with America once. We need to do a similar thing. We
exactly.
need to give people what
You're
they
exactly right.
need
yep.
to believe in.
You got to give them that vision. You got to let them know what we're shooting for. I mean, this is what made Newt Gingrich and that Congress so effective. I mean, it brought a progressive president to his knees to the point that Bill Clinton had to say the era of big government is over. How could he say that? Because the vision of Newt Gingrich and that Congress, and of course, you know, Bill Clinton, you know, he reaps the benefit. His legacy looks all great and everything. And his wife says, well, he knows something about the economy. Well, yeah, but look who helped him.
Yeah.
No,
he didn't know anything about the economy.
Yeah.
It was Newt Gingrich and 12 years of Reagan Bush. That's
yes.
what happened to that's what happened to Bill Clinton while he was screwing around in the Oval Office.
Right.
I mean, the
and,
that,
and
is,
now we know and now we know from the Secret Service agent it was with, you know, at least four dalliances that he got involved with. It wasn't just
absolutely.
Monica Lewinsky. I mean, you know, it's like, oh, and then we want to bring that back to the White House one more time. Oh,
yeah.
man, come on.
Yeah, let's get that going again. And, you know, I know that Newt Gingrich is a polarizing figure on some levels, but he is incredibly smart, and he has the knowledge of how things work and how to get things done. That's what we're missing. Mm. With Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi and all of them, they don't know how to get things done. They just know how to make speeches and appeal to the poor. That's what they do.
Well, you know, and the thing is, you almost thought that situation, the good guy, bad guy kind of scenario between Joe Biden and Barack Obama could have worked. But it's like Biden got really neutralized somewhere along the way, because I thought that he could have helped this administration so much relevant to what happened in Congress. And they got this superior attitude that they were the ones, they had all the goods, they didn't need Congress. And, you know, look what we got. We got Obamacare, and we're just liking that, you know, beyond description.
Yeah, and I must tell you that there's also a part of it for me, and I don't mean to sound like paranoid, mm-hmm. but I just think that there are things that Obama does that are just so negative. Forget about neutral. He does things that are so negative to this country that Biden couldn't get in his way. He just couldn't stop him. He didn't have
right.
the power or the authority, and he couldn't stop him. And I wish he could have, because I think Biden, although I disagree with almost probably 90% of the things he believes in, I think mm-hmm. at least he's a decent guy. I don't feel that way about Barack Obama.
Yeah, I, Jeff, I understand. I mean, I catch myself in mid-sentence many times and thinking, you know, I'm talking about the President of the United States. I mean, this sounds so disrespectful. But, you know, sometimes, you know, if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, I mean, even the President admitted himself that one of his biggest failures was that he wasn't able to, you know, build bridges into the other constituency. He didn't have a strong Republican constituency. He didn't have much of any, you know, other than maybe John Boehner, I guess. Maybe they went out and played golf once in a while. But other than that, I mean, he didn't make a lot of friends on the other side. And when you're president, as he said, you know, I'm president of all America, the red and blue states. Well, he said that in verbiage, but not in action.
Not in action. He never crossed the aisle. He never
you know,
got it done.
Yeah, it's too bad. Jeff Stevens been with us, 2016 political analyst, contributor to DailySurge.com, and author of Rogue Mission on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. With Independence Day around the corner, plan a party in full style but not full price. Here are tips to host a festive get-together on budget.
We love hosting our friends on the 4th, but it gets so hot in the South. To keep beverages cool in the heat, we freeze colorful water balloons and stick them in a tub or a cooler. The balloons don't melt as fast as regular ice, and they look great too.
We get some of our party supplies, including beverages and lawn games, at grocery stores and wholesale clubs. And with our Bank America Cash Rewards credit card, we earn 2% cash back on those purchases. We can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on everything else. The cash back we earn adds up to more party fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
I am holding on to you. I am holding on to you. In the middle of the storm, I am holding on. I am
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 3 hours just for you, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific time, and all the usual times around this planet. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here with you. And, you know, many Washington politicians these days are calling for an assault weapons ban on regular Americans. You know, whenever, you know, it's that old saying, whenever you point one finger out, you got three coming at you. I think you're going to be rather surprised. Now, this is, you know, was brought to light by one of my favorite senators, and we miss him terribly, but I'm glad that he's still in the fray of things with Open the Books. And we're talking about Tom Coburn. And he's calling for an assault weapons ban on the IRS and other administrative federal agencies. Yes, you heard that right. Well, let's talk about an assault weapons ban on the IRS and other administrative federal agencies. Now, we were warned by Dwight Eisenhower many, many years ago, and many of you probably weren't even born at that time, but he talked about the military-industrial complex. Now, is that complex now moved into government to these federal agencies? Well, Adam Andrzejewski is with us. He's the CEO of OpenTheBooks.com. And Adam, boy, I'll tell you, this story is gaining a lot of traction around this country here.
Well, Bill, thank you very much for having me on the program and for your deep interest in our transparency revolution here at OpenTheBooks.com. So our honorary chairman is Dr. Tom Coburn, and I had the privilege of co-authoring an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal on June 17th entitled, Why Does the IRS Need Guns? In that editorial, we broke our national oversight study on the militarization of America, and we found two things, Bill. One, we found that 67 federal agencies spent $1.5 billion on guns, ammunition, and military-style equipment over the course of the last 9 years. Interestingly, within those agencies, 53 of them are agencies that you and I would not consider as traditional law enforcement agencies. They're not under the Department of Homeland Security, and they're not under the Department of Justice. They're rank-and-file, administrative, paper-pushing, regulatory agencies that are arming up.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, here we are. We're hesitant to let TSA, you know, have guns, but yet we're going to arm up federal, agency officials now?
Well, you know, that's a very, very good comparison. So obviously the TSA, by the way, they're under the Department of Homeland Security. There is no mm-hmm. transparency on the TSA. They will not release how many TSA officers there are, how many have arrested and firearm authority underneath DHS, citing national security exemptions. But what we found was particularly troubling in those regulatory administrative agencies like the IRS, like the VA, mm-hmm. like Health and Human Services, like the Small Business Administration and the Smithsonian Institution, for crying out loud. 25 cents on every dollar spent on guns, ammunition, and military-style equipment in the non-Department of Defense, non-military agencies were spent by these 53 paper-pushing agencies.
Makes you ask what's going on that we're not seeing.
Well, what we wanted to get our hands around that, Bill. So mm-hmm. that led us to the second headline of the report that's gotten a lot of traction. Since 2008, the Department of Justice Statistics has not updated the official counts of federal officers with arrest and firearm authority. So with Coburn, we took a stab at it, and the results, quite frankly, on hard facts are quite stunning. We determined that today there are 200,000-plus bureaucrats with guns, and that exceeds the number of United States Marines at 182,000.
Now, as if Americans aren't already going out and purchasing guns and ammunition, this is really going to, you know, send them to the gun shops. The gun shops are going, hey, this is better than a 60-second commercial here, you know, laying this out. 200,000 more than the U.S. Marines, which is about 182,000, right?
Well, the total federal officers we determined with arrest and firearm authority, the count is now over 200,000. And that number does exceed the number of United States Marines at 182,000.
Unbelievable. Now
we think that number is, we were very conservative with that estimate. We think it could push, you know, 225,000, 250,000, and here's why. We don't actually know the number in the Department of Agriculture of those people who carry. Under federal statutes, anybody in the performance of their job description at ag can carry a firearm. So we looked at just the very small animal plant health inspection service. They disclosed that there's 140 special agents that work for that agency. However, their spokesman told us on the record there are actually 1,500 of their employees who carry a weapon. And that's just a small portion of the Department of Agriculture. So the number could actually be a lot higher than 200,000.
This thing's gotten out of control. I mean, what's going on with the doggone animals and the plants? Are they conspiring against us? You know, what the heck is going on that they're such a threat?
Well, I would hate to be an animal or a plant when these guys show up, right? Okay, one of the things that we determined at the Animal Health Inspection Service, they bought $5 million worth of guns, ammunition, and military-style equipment over the course of the last 9 years. And in 2014, their purchases spiked by five times in 1 year to $1.7 million in a year. But they one of the things that came out on our investigation of them was, to this day, they employ 64 mounted horseback riding federal officers that are armed, patrolling the southern border, looking for wayward livestock. And that makes me feel a hell of a lot more secure, don't you, Bill?
Yeah, really, exactly. Yeah, we've got all kinds of illegal immigration, but let's go for livestock.
And there's 64 of them on horseback. Like, that's going to make a difference.
Yes, right. I mean, if anything, they're setting themselves up more at targets, because if you're sitting there, you know, sweeping the southern border with the drug cartel and all the other stuff going on, they look at guys on horses with guns, and all of a sudden you're a target, and you go, hey, don't shoot me. I'm just looking for cows over here, you know, okay?
most of this stuff, you couldn't even
ridiculous?
Write a book about it because nobody would believe it.
It'd be a novel. It'd be a novel. You know, this is total fiction, Adam. This is not true.
So the IRS
is what they're doing with our money, right? Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The IRS is getting a lot of play off our report, but I want to call your listening audience to something that needs a lot more attention. That's over at Health and Human Services. So in a nutshell, here's what we found over at HHS, you know, they're on health care law now, right?
Right.
They're special agents. They're officers.
Yeah, you will participate in Obamacare. If not, we're going to shoot you, and we got plenty of ammo. So back off.
Well, you know what? That's a fairly accurate statement. Here's what we found. It's particularly troubling. So we found millions of dollars spent by HHS procuring a very sophisticated special operations weaponry system. And then their agents are trained. $1.5 million at least of training went to the same contractors that train our U.S. military special forces. And then we found a brand new state-of-the-art, self-admitted, their words not mine, command and control center in the Washington Beltway that functions as a crisis center for headquarters of Health and Human Services. This is particularly troubling to me.
Yeah. Well, you know, now we get into this stuff, and of course, Dr. Coburn had pointed this out before he left office, was that you've got so much duplicative waste. I think the last, waste notebook that he put out was like $400 billion in duplicative waste. Now, is this another one of those tentacles of duplicative waste, not to mention the fact overreach? I mean, why are we having Health and Human Services? I mean, next thing you know, they're going to be requisitioning tanks.
Well, and just into Border Patrol and ICE, there was $175 million over the course of the last 9 years of DOD surplus military weaponry transferred, and still our U.S. border is not secure.
Exactly. Well, and you say the IRS is a whole other story as well, and there's so much more to read about. Adam, where can they go for more information on this?
Go to openthebooks.com. Right on the homepage, you'll see all the articles, and you could click on and download a PDF copy of the 55-page report, The Militarization of America.
And I would recommend you bring a cold compress with you and put it over your forehead, because this is going to cause you a little bit of brain bruising. Adam Andrzejewski, thank you so much for being with us. He's the founder of Open the Books on BillMartinezLive.com. 19 before the top of the hour right now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
What would you think if I sang out of tune?
You know, sometimes we just need friends. You know what I'm telling you? Hey, it's 14 before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with us. And with us, is Patriots CEO and co-founder Jenny Beth Martin. Always good to have her with us. Jenny, before we talk about John Koskinen and his, I believe, pending impeachment, I want to get your read on yet another lie that's being perpetrated and thrown upon we the people regarding this Benghazi report. You look back over the last 8 years and you say, what happened to our connection with the truth and reality?
This week, as I watched the responses to the Benghazi report and how the Democrats are essentially saying nothing to see here, move along, go ahead. Yeah. This is not the drone you were looking for. It's amazing to me that we are in a place where in our country the left and right are so completely divided that we can't even agree on what is true and what is factual.
Well, because the elites have this idea that we can't handle the truth. I mean, it's Jack Nicholson from A Few Good Men. You know, we hear them screaming, you know, America is just too stupid that we can't handle the truth. So all this stuff is hidden from us. But, you know, like I tell people, I said, forget about, you know, really understanding the nuance because, you know, you find yourself in a bucket of gum pursuing the truth. And I understand it's kind of like when your children lie to you. It doesn't sit well with you. You don't sleep well at night. It just, you know, there's this disconnect. But here we have on a grander scale, we have the leaders of our country that are keeping us in the dark. We're like a bunch of mushrooms here, you know, as they say. And the manure is just piling onto us. And, you know, when is America going to say enough of this already? Forget about what you say. I can look at the fruit. The fruit of your choices and the decisions you made in Benghazi is that four people died. And now you're trying to tell me that the president, the commander-in-chief, sent out an order to send the military down there, do whatever it takes, and nobody heeded his order? Are you kidding me?
How does this happen? He's the commander-in-chief. They should be immediately doing what he is ordering. And that did not happen. And Leon Panetta was ordering that action be taken. And again, it did not happen. As voters, we have to pay attention to these things and make sure that the person who fills the position as our next commander-in-chief has the respect of the people who are reporting to him. And if he doesn't, that he or she, whoever the commander-in-chief is, terminates those people and gets new people in the positions who will respect his authority.
And Jenny Beth, what people aren't quite connecting the dots here is that on one hand, you know, we sit there and we hear messages or talk to people from the Middle East and go, why do you feel the way you do about us? You know, whenever you guys were in trouble, you needed help, and you got hit with some natural disaster, who are the first people to be there for you? You know, who've been people there to protect, your women, the girls in your family? It's been Americans. We've been the tip of the spear when it comes to human rights and that sort of thing. What is it that you perceive about America? And what they perceive about America is the very stuff that this administration and other administrations have done on our behalf representing Americans. And then we don't understand why they want to bomb us when we're visiting their country and all we want to do is help commerce for them. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. It makes a lot of sense. And I think that the lack of respect and the whitewashing of facts, it really goes both ways. The Republicans and the Democrats in the House have investigated what happened in Benghazi, and we came out with this 800-page report. The Democrats have a pre-buttal to the report,
yes.
And then Jim Jordan has an appendix to the report that lays out even more issues, yet nothing still is being done. There's no accountability. It's just wringing of hands, Congress wringing their hands, acting as if, well, things happen, but we really can't do anything about it. We really have no authority.
Well, that's the galling thing. How come you don't have the authority? How come the president can't come up and answer some specific questions? Why is it that Hillary Clinton is allowed to obfuscate and straight arm, a congressional investigating committee, and we can't get down to it? And this cost us $7 million. Thank you very much. The other Democrats, Elijah Cummings and company, didn't do anything to help the cause either. They were protecting their partisan interests. Now we've got this, what amounts to be an 800-page plus doorstop that we paid $7 million for. That's an expensive doorstop, by the way.
It's very expensive. It's great that Congress has done an investigation and wrote a report, but the report is not the end that we were looking for. It should be a means to the end, but it's not an end. And really that same thinking ties to what we've seen with the IRS as well, and what we've seen when they investigated Eric Holder. There are reports and investigations, but no one is ever held accountable. And I feel like it's so important that we realize it's going to be up to us to hold them accountable. It's up to us. And we can't be so distracted by what's happening in the presidential election that we are not paying attention to the races that are further down the ballot for House and Senate and in places where there's still an opportunity to primary an incumbent, that we look at doing that and that we actively work at it. Because if there's no accountability, they'll continue exactly the way they are.
And it is amazing how they do this with impunity. I mean, here you got the attorney general on a plane, a private plane, meeting with the former president. Oh, yeah, by the way, his wife's being investigated, and they're having a secret meeting. And we're talking about burping grandkids. Really? You think so? What's all that about?
Yeah, it's...
It's endless, Jenny. That's what I'm saying to your point. I agree with you. I mean, it just, the hits just keep on coming. You know, it's bad rock music, let me tell you. But speaking of the IRS, I wanted, you and I talked about this before. And, there are certain things that can move pretty quick in our government, but for the most part, there's due process in that. How John Koskinen continues to live, I mean, this guy's like I don't know. He's reptilian because he just keeps reproducing. He keeps hanging in there. I mean, this guy needs to go away. What is the deal?
He does need to go away. And I heard one congressman say several weeks ago, well, if we were to impeach him, we don't know who else would fill the position, and that person may be more sympathetic to the public. And I sat there thinking, this isn't a game. It's not all about how things look to the public. It's actually about real consequences. And I get so angry seeing how the people continue to get away with this kind of activity. And yet I realize that the way to make sure that they don't actually get away with it is to continue to be active, to continue to be involved, to continue to demand accountability, and to do all that I can to make sure that voters across this country understand we have an obligation to hold our elected officials accountable. And that's what elections are about. It's our chance to check the power of the elected officials.
Well, maybe what happened in Britain is a portent to what potentially could happen here in the United States, and that is that America finally stands up and revolts against business as usual on the Beltway. We're just sick and tired of this stuff. This whole Washington speak that, you know, we can't replace this somebody because they're so valuable and they're so important and everything else. And so they're really, it's really justified that we have a golden parachute for them. We pay them two times over, you know, the rest of the business sectors around this country because they're just so valuable. Well, they're so valuable. Why are we $19 trillion in debt? Why can't we get the accountability? Why is it that they're not productive like the rest of us who work in a normal job, that if we don't move the needle and we're not productive, guess what? We're fired.
Exactly. That's how it needs to be, and they need to be stripped of their pensions as well. They need to understand that they can't just go in and, oh, if something happens, they still have this pension that they can count on from the federal government that is better than, again, it's like salaries. It's better than what you get in the private sector.
Yeah.
And we need to make sure that they're held accountable. I do think what happened in Britain can be something that we can look at and say, okay, you can shake things up. And we have to watch how the people who lost in Britain react, because they're now demanding another election. There's an election day, and whether we like the results or not, we have to stick with them and respect them. It's not endless democracy. We live in a representative democracy. And so we have a lot of work to do between now and November. But I'm not afraid of that work, and I hope you and your listeners are not afraid of it either, because we can make a difference.
Well, Jenny, you know, this is why we're having you on, you know, because we need to hang together here, shoulder to shoulder and back to back in this fight. And as you say, they're not going to go down easy, just like they are in Britain. They're fighting for their very lives there. They had a good thing going for 43 years. And now the people spoke up and says, hey, the party's over. And I believe here in America, you know, elites are about to get a rude awakening in spite of this polling evidence that is coming out, which I question heartily. I mean, they're juicing the numbers here. The government has not given us great numbers. I mean, they try to give us these false unemployment numbers. And I don't know what's wrong with, you know, they've already invested in Common Core at a federal level. And the math, the new math that they're working out there, I got to tell them, it's not adding up, at least for me, the way I figured. I don't know about you.
Well, it doesn't matter what the polls say. What matters is what happens in November. And between now and then, we have a chance to make a difference. And I encourage your listeners to get involved with us at TeaPartyPatriotsCitizensFund.com to get involved in the elections and to hold the elected accountable. Get involved at TeaPartyPatriots.org.
Exactly, gang. We've been saying if it's going to happen, it's going to be from the bottom up. It's at the grassroots level. That's what the call to action is all about. It's about we, the people, standing up and taking a stand for that which is right and just. Tea Party Patriot CEO, co-founder Jenny Beth Martin has been with us. Jenny Beth, thank you so much. It's
thank
Bill
you.
Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. Ever wonder why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight. Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA Plus. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That number again, 855-305-8326.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
There's nothing more.